Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
We really are our own worst critics, except for maybe Kanye West. He seems pretty into Kanye West. But aside from that, we tend to judge ourselves harsher than we deserve. And it turns out celebrities, with the exception of Kanye, are no different. I'm Will for What Culture, and here are 10 actors who hate their own movie performances. 10. Sam Worthington, Clash of the Titans. Despite all of its flaws, 2010's Clash of the Titans is a really fun movie. The action scenes come thick and fast, and there's just something mindlessly entertaining about watching a bunch of sweaty dudes fight against giant scaly monsters. But star Sam Worthington, he doesn't have a single nice thing to say about it. In fact, he even went so far as to apologize for the film in a 2010 interview, acknowledging that it let a lot of people down, while also vowing that the sequel, which hit cinemas in 2012, would be a vast improvement. Which, by the way, it wasn't. Worthington also took shots at his own performance in Clash of the Titans, stating that, "I think I can act effing better, to be honest." Which, credit where credit is due, is true. He went on to be a lot better in movies like Everest, Hacksaw Ridge, and Fractured. But Clash of the Titans, yeah, that wasn't his finest moment. 9. Kate Winslet, Titanic. Few people will argue that Kate Winslet isn't a brilliant actress, and also brilliant in Titanic, with her performance proving so good that she was even nominated for the Best Actress Academy Award, up there with Hollywood greats like Judi Dench and Helena Bonham Carter. But if you ask Winslet for her own thoughts on her portrayal of the frustrated teenager Rose, she wouldn't exactly give it a 5-star review. Upon the film's 3D re-release in 2012, a celebration of its 15th anniversary, Winslet candidly stated that her acting could have been a lot better, while also taking shots at the American accent she used in the film, again, saying it could have been a lot better. Her accent in particular is something that she really hates about her Titanic performance, and in a separate interview for the 3D re-release, she actually went into a full-on rant about how bad she thinks it is. Quote, "Every single scene, I'm like, really? Really? You did it like that? Even in my American accent, I can't listen to it. It's awful. Hopefully it's so much better now. I have a hard time watching any of my performances, but watching Titanic, I was just like, oh god, I want to do that again." Yeah, like I already said, we are our own worst critics. 8. Daniel Radcliffe, Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. Look, we all love the Harry Potter movies to bits, but let's call it how it is. The three main leads, Radcliffe, Watson and Grint, didn't always deliver engaging or even convincing performances. Of course, that's to be expected, considering that they were young and inexperienced when they were thrust into the biggest movie franchise on the planet at the time. And unfortunately, there are a couple of points through the 8 film series where the acting, well, it isn't great. Don't just take our word for it, though. Radcliffe himself also agrees with this. In a 2014 interview, the actor singled out Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince as being hard to watch, because he's not very good in it. He thinks that his acting in that film is one note, and admitted that he got complacent. On a more positive note, he thinks that his best performance came in The Order of the Phoenix, mainly because he saw a progression in his acting skills. 7. Megan Fox, Transformers. Bumblebee spin-off aside, one thing the Transformers film series is not known for is its acting quality. Even die-hard fans of these movies will probably agree with that, and hell, so will some of the actors who actually appeared in them. More specifically, Megan Fox, who starred in 2007's Transformers and 2009's Transformers Revenge of the Fallen, thinks that she was terrible in the first movie, admitting that she simply wasn't proud of her performance. Hilariously, Fox also went on to state that working with director Michael Bay is not, quote, an acting experience, pointing out that Revenge of the Fallen wasn't really trying to be a great movie and that it's mainly about the action and the explosions. Well, Revenge of the Fallen definitely wasn't a great movie, but it did have lots of action and explosions. So, mission accomplished, I guess? 6. George Clooney, Batman and Robin. To cut right to the chase, Batman and Robin is terrible. Fans know it, critics know it, the studio knows it, and pretty much everyone involved with the film knows it too, including the former Dark Knight himself, George Clooney. On many occasions, Clooney has openly admitted that Batman and Robin is a giant poop, but rather than just dunking on his co-stars or the filmmakers, he takes a lot of the blame for the poor final product, and puts it on himself. Even as recently as November 2020, he called the movie terrible, while also confessing that he was terrible in it. In the past, he's described his performance as weak, and perhaps most famously of all, he went on the Graham Norton show and explained how sorry he was for almost destroying the Batman franchise. On the plus side, Batman and Robin is a movie that people will never forget, even if it is for all the wrong reasons. Plus, let's not act like Batman Forever was much better. That movie also sucks. 5. Christian Bale, The Dark Knight Trilogy. Batman is an angry and troubled guy, so it's actually quite fitting that the actors who've played him tend to feel similarly troubled about their own performances. George Clooney aside, Christian Bale is another former Caped Crusader, who feels like his performance as the iconic vigilante wasn't as good as it could have been. The actor played the role in Christopher Nolan's Dark Knight trilogy from 2005 to 2012, and in 2016, he told Yahoo that, quote, "I didn't quite manage what I hoped I would," with his performances across the three films, stating that he didn't quite nail it. Bale believes that part of the problem with his Bat acting was that in The Dark Knight, Heath Ledger's Joker completely stole the spotlight, which lessened Batman's impact on the film. "Heath turned up and just completely ruined all my plans," Bale said. "He's so much more interesting than me and what I'm doing." While there can be little doubt that Ledger's Joker was the MVP of The Dark Knight, it's important not to lose sight of the film's other great performances, like Aaron Eckhart's Harvey Dent and Christian Bale's Batman and Bruce Wayne. Bale might not agree with us, but he didn't put a single foot wrong for three films straight. Unlike, say, George Clooney in that 1997 train wreck. 4. Ewan McGregor, Emma. Across Ewan McGregor's varied filmography, one movie that people tend to forget about is the 1996 period comedy Emma, which was released in between his breakout role in Trainspotting and his blockbuster success in The Phantom Menace. From McGregor's perspective, though, it's probably a good thing the film is often overlooked, because he reckons that his performance in it completely sucks. Speaking in 2003, McGregor bluntly stated that, "I'm just not very good in Emma," labeling it as the worst thing he's ever done in his career. Ouch. He then confessed that he only took that role, that of Frank Churchill, one of Emma's love interests, because he viewed it as a departure from Trainspotting. He also called his wig in the film the world's worst wig, which, putting the quality of his acting aside, is a sentiment I can totally get behind. 3. Josh Brolin, Deadpool 2. Deadpool 2 received rave reviews from fans and critics alike, with most people loving its meta humor, stylish violence, and the way it introduced brand new characters to the series, like Josh Brolin's Cable and Zazie Beetz' Domino. Brolin in particular was widely praised as being one of the best parts of the movie, but the actor himself thinks that his performance wasn't up to scratch. "I thought I could have been better," he told USA Today. "I literally want to redeem myself to myself. I want to do a better version of what I do." Even though Brolin feels like he wasn't at his best in Deadpool 2, he does add that his chemistry with co-star Ryan Reynolds really clicked during all the time they spent together on the movie's lengthy press tour in 2018. And so, while the future of Brolin's Cable remains uncertain at this stage, it sounds like he and Reynolds will be firing on all cylinders the next time around. 2. Halle Berry, Catwoman. No other actor on this list hates their own performance in the same way that Halle Berry hates Catwoman. She didn't just admit that she was awful in the movie, she actually showed up at the Razzies to accept her well-earned Worst Actress Award. In a passionate speech, she described the critically ravaged 2004 flick as a piece of sh- god-awful movie, saying that part of the problem was her bad performance. She also leveled some of the blame at the writers, all 20 of them, her co-stars, Warner Brothers itself, and even brought her manager out on stage to roast him. It truly is a thing of beauty. In more recent years, Berry has talked about how she wasn't so sure about doing Catwoman in the first place, but she decided to push ahead because she wanted a woman of color to portray a superhero. Her heart was definitely in the right place, but in hindsight, yeah, maybe backing out of this dumpster fire would have been a better idea. 1. Tom Holland, Uncharted. This is an extremely unusual case, because most actors are savvy enough to only talk about their past performances in a negative light, not their upcoming ones. After all, before a movie has even hit cinemas, the last thing you want to do is draw any negative attention towards it. As an actor, you need to be saying things like, "Oh yeah, this is going to be the best movie ever," in order to make people as excited as possible, which will hopefully translate into stronger box office results. However, Tom Holland apparently didn't get that memo, because in a recent interview, he actually used the word mistake to describe his performance in Sony's upcoming adaptation of Uncharted, due for release in 2022. Holland's problem with his performance is that he feels like he was more focused on looking cool than playing a fleshed-out character, which was a mistake and something that he vows to never do again. Quote, "As soon as you start worrying about, do I look good in this shot, acting becomes something other than playing a character. I think there are elements of my performance in Uncharted where I kind of fell under that spell of being, I want to look good now, I want this to be my cool moment. It was a mistake, and is something I will probably never do again." Oh, Tom, if you're not spoiling the Spider-Man and Avengers movies, you're attracting bad press to a project that people have already got severe doubts about. His PR team must be pulling their freaking hair out.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.